Let's Talk, about relationships, sex and intimacy. Written by Richie Sadler and read by Brendan Dempsey. Let's Talk, about sex and relationships. Let's talk about dating, sexting, drinking and breakups, and all the things you might be learning from porn. Let's talk about pleasure and fun, condoms and safety, and all the ways to understand consent. Let's talk about the stuff you want to talk about, the stuff you really want to learn, the stuff you want to understand. Let's talk about being single, being a boyfriend, being gay and being straight. Let's talk about it all. Let's not do what previous generations of Irish people did. Let's actually talk about this stuff, so that when the time comes for you to make certain decisions or have certain experiences, you'll be better informed and prepared for things to go well. You won't get everything right, nor will your partners, for that matter. But you'll have a far better chance of positive experiences if you've had the chance to talk, read, and learn about these things in advance. How this book came about. I wish I was handed a book like this when I was in my mid-teens. Back then, people didn't spend much time talking to young people about sex and relationships. Like every generation before us, we were left to learn for ourselves, mainly from our own mistakes. Teachers didn't go into much detail about anything, and parents were unsure of how much to say. On top of that, most of us were probably too shy or awkward to ask certain questions. I'm not sure why exactly, but it was considered wrong or perverted if you showed too much of an interest in anything to do with sex, especially as a teenage boy, so we rarely brought up the topic with adults. As a result, we all headed into adulthood without any meaningful or helpful sex education. As you can imagine, this was an approach that didn't work out well for everyone. Looking back, I can definitely say it didn't work out well for me. The truth is, a book like this could never have been published in Ireland when I was your age. It wasn't acceptable back then to give young people the kind of information that's in these chapters. However, the more insight I get into the lives of teenagers in Ireland today, the more I think it would be unacceptable if something like this wasn't available for you to read. If you've been given this book by an adult in your life, they must think you're emotionally intelligent and mature enough to understand this content. Or, to put it another way, they think you're ready. So, how did this book come about? First of all, if you've watched any Republic of Ireland or Champions League matches on RTE over the past decade, you probably know I work as a football pundit. My role is to analyse the games and the performance of everyone involved and give my opinions on what's going well and what needs to improve. Whether you already knew this or you're just finding it out now, I want you to know that job has nothing to do with me writing this book. Away from the television cameras, I do work of a very different kind. I'm an adolescent psychotherapist, and the majority of my clients are teenage lads. This job gives me the chance to help young people, but it also gives me the opportunity to understand their lives. I hear them speak about their worries and concerns, their hopes and ambitions. They explain the challenges they have and the opportunities they want. They talk about the realities of their lives as teenagers today and all the things that are important to them. In other words, they talk honestly about what it's like to be them in the world today, and they come to therapy looking for guidance and support.